Hello there. This is the family doctor. Certainly a fine lunch, Lou.
Was it, Grant?
Yes. I dearly love mushroom soup. And you know I do, don't you, honey?
Yes, Grant. That's why, when you telephoned me you were coming for lunch, that's why I needed it.
Well, it was certainly thoughtful of you. Mmm. And this lemon meringue pie.
Mm-hmm. I thought you'd like that, too.
I should say.
Grant?
Yes, honey?
Just why did you come home for lunch today?
Why, I often come home for lunch, Lou. You know that.
I don't know anything of the kind. You hadn't been home for lunch for over a month. What got into you today?
Well, I just happened to be up around this neighborhood and, you know, over to the window.
No, that won't do either, Grant. You telephoned me from your office you were coming home. Well, what in the name of goodness are you laughing at? I don't see anything funny in my acting.
Well, it was just that I was thinking, Lou.
Thinking?
Yeah. Nobody could ever fool any woman for long. Least of all you.
Well, all right now. Come on. Fess up. Why did you come home today?
Well, I'll tell you, honey. You see, I kind of thought that, well, you know, we don't get much enjoyment out of life. The excitement, you know.
Grant Adams, you come to the point now. What are you trying to say?
Well, all right, Lou. I'll tell you. There's a carnival in town.
Oh. I knew it was something like that.
How did you know?
Because you acted just like that when the circus was in Peterson last spring.
Well, anyway, that's it, honey. Do you think you'd mind going over there tonight with me?
Why, of course not, Grant. You know, I always go along wherever you want to go.
Well, I sort of thought you might not mind. Well, I'd best be getting back to the office, I guess. Yeah, where's my hat?
Right where you left it, on the corner of the sofa.
Hey, you'd better have dinner ready at 6, honey. Then we can get an early start for the carnival.
All right. We can plan to leave the house by at least 6:45.
Fine. Well, goodbye, honey. And thanks for planning to go with me tonight.
All right, Grant. Goodbye. Little does he know that I've been planning all along to go to that carnival. I've got a confession to make to you, Grant.
You have? Well, come on. What is it?
I knew there was a carnival in Peterson tonight all the time.
You did? Well, I guess there's just not any use trying to fool a woman at all. You women folk always know everything. Did you kind of want to go to the carnival too, honey?
Yes, I did.
Oh, gosh. You haven't been to a carnival since Grant Jr. left for college, I'll bet you.
That's right.
Yeah, it sort of makes me feel like a young man again.
Yeah? Well, I say you're easily satisfied. If it just takes a little carnival to make you feel young again, what would you feel like with a great big circus?
I don't know.
Oh, I had a letter from Junior's wife today, Clarence.
Oh, yes?
Yes. I'll let you read it when we get home. I just want to see if you can read between the lines what I think I read.
Huh? What's the matter? Something wrong?
Well, I'll let you read it, then you can tell for yourself.
All right, honey. Well, here we are. Say, you'd never know that this was the corner of Walker and Maple, would you?
Well, I should say not. It looks just like the city.
Where to go first, Lou?
Wherever you say, Dad.
Well, you know, I've always liked those fairy wheels.
Not fairy wheels, Grant. Fairy wheels.
Well, whatever they are, I like them. And they've got one here.
Oh, goodness, I can see it, can't I? All right, come on.
Wait a minute, honey.
What's the matter?
Oh, look, here's a, well, there's some kind of a show here. Let's drop in here first.
Grant Adams, I can see that picture you're trying to hide. You're not going in there.
Oh, I see. Well, all right, honey, just as you say.
Don't go out to run on this tiny steamer. Weighs 427 pounds, no more, no less. What does she eat for breakfast? I shall tell you, my friend. One full wash basin of oatmeal, slab of bacon, and one dozen large eggs. Washed down with no less than 1 gallon of coffee, flavored with 1/2 pound of sugar and 1/4 of cream. No wonder she's large. And you'll wonder when you step inside and witness this astounding array of humanity and startling representatives of the animal kingdom that await your scrutiny.
Hey, Lou, let's go in there and see those people that man's talking about.
Oh, great.
Only cost us 20 cents. Come on. All right, mister. We'll take a couple of tickets.
Yes, sir. And remember, if you're not satisfied, we shall be glad to refund your money.
I don't think that'll be necessary. Come on, Lou.
Oh, 10 cents, 1 cent. But who else wants to hear the name?
Grant, look.
What? What's the matter, honey?
What in the world is that thing?
Let me see. 3-headed calf discovered in the wilds of deepest South American jungles. Hey, what are they trying to do to us? Why, that just isn't physiologically possible. It isn't right. That's all. What? There never was a creature like that, and I just won't believe it.
But, Grant, there it is.
I don't care. I don't care what they say. South American jungle to South African to South Australian or anything. Things like that just don't happen. Come on, let's go.
All right, dear. Just as you say.
10 cents, sir. What's the trouble, mister? Something wrong with the exhibit?
I should say there is. That three-headed calf here. Why, I've never heard of such an outrage. How do you expect sane, intelligent folks to swallow anything like that? How did you ever put a thing like that together?
You ain't Dr. Adams, are you?
Yes, I am, and I want my money back. 20 cents.
Oh, yeah, I get it. The boss said you might raise Dickens about that calf. Well, let me show you this, mister.
What's that?
Well, I'll tell you a secret. That three-headed calf didn't come from the South American jungle.
Nah, I thought so.
Well, but we don't want the public to know about it. And I think you'll help us keep our secret.
What? Huh?
Because that calf is real. It does have 3 heads, and it was born right here in Dunlap County.
But you can't afford a thing like that. Oh, what? What did you say?
Yeah, it was born on the farm of one Jacob A. Kerr, 10 miles east of Cedarton.
What? Jake Kerr?
Here's an affidavit to prove it.
Oh, well, I can't believe it. I've never known anything. Come on, Lou, let's get out of here.
You want your money refunded, my friend?
No. Come on, Lou.
10 cents. 1 cent, part of a dollar.
Lou, what are you laughing at? Are you laughing at me?
Oh, no, of course not, dear. I'm laughing at that poor man back there, thinking he could fool you.
You're laughing at me. Well, never mind. I'm not always wrong. Well, where do you want to go next?
Well, let's take a ride on the merry-go-round. It's right here, Grant. Right around that corner. I can hear it.
Merry-go-round? Oh, no, honey. Not a merry-go-round.
Why not, Trey? You want to go on a Ferris wheel.
Well, I know, but they're different. Merry-go-rounds always make me dizzy.
Dizzy? Oh, I see. And Ferris wheels don't. Is that it?
Well, yes. Anyway, I don't feel so good right now.
After looking at that chair?
Yes. What? Oh. Come on, I see something over here I want to take a look at.
What is it?
This man over here with the walnut shells. I want to watch him from back here for a minute or two. Don't go any closer, Lou. I want to watch him from here.
All right.
There is a little pea. Can you tell me, little boy? You don't have to say anything. Just point to it. That's it. This clever little lad found the pea. Now I'll try it again. Would anybody care to wager their speed if it's something against my quickness of motion? I'll try anything once, folks. And if a bright young lad like this one here can solve the mystery of the little key, surely any one of you will be able to. What about you, sir?
He's trying to get Griff Miller to bet.
All right. Don't mind if I do. There's two bits, as I can find it.
Two bits, the elderly gentleman says. All right, folks. Now I'll place the little key this time under the second shell. And now I move the shells back and forth. Back and forth and again, and back and forth, and there you are. Now, Grandpa, where's little P?
Right there.
But you're wrong, sir. Here it is, under this one.
Well, the old fool. Griff Miller couldn't see through that trick.
Well, did you see through it?
Why, of course I saw through it. And I'm going up there, bet a dollar, and bust that fella's game wide open.
Grant, don't you do it now.
All right, huh? Come on up with me. Stand by me. Here, you.
Another summer. Are you willing to risk your powers of perception against my long, hard years of training, sir?
Long, hard years of training, fiddlestick. I saw how you did that trick. And here's a dollar that says I did.
This dignified gentleman talks like a gambling man. Well, sir, there's $2 to your one that says you didn't. Shall we begin?
Anytime you like.
All right, then. Folks, watch me carefully. I wouldn't want to be in the position of zipping this gentleman here. Now, I place this little key under the third shell.
No, you don't.
What's that?
You place it where I want you to place it. Now, put it there, under that second shell again, just like you did the last time.
Well, all right, just as you say. There, the little key goes under the second shell. Now, I move the shells to and fro. Back and forth, and again, and there we are. Now, sir, under which shell do you say the pea resides at the present moment?
Under that one, the first.
And I lift the first shell. The little pea is absent. But under the second shell, there's the little pea. Sorry, sir. Now,
come on,
else,
Lou, let's get out of here.
I haven't much time before I move on to your sister to your good left.
Lou, please don't laugh at me.
Oh, Grant, you looked so funny when the little pea wasn't under the first shell. Where are we going now, Grant?
Home.
Home? But you didn't have your ride on your fairy wheel.
Bother the fairy wheel. I'm going home and read that letter from Grant Jr. And if another carnival ever comes to Cedarton again, please keep me under an anesthetic until the thing moves on to our sister city of Dunlap.